Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney, and welcome to this week's show. We are in the studio live today. We actually have our new furniture in, so we're actually finally getting this project done, wrapped up on the build-out of both the radio studio and the video studio. We are live on Facebook, as we are most times when I'm here in the studio, short of a technical glitch for some reason. So you can join us over on Facebook. The best way to get a hold of us on Facebook is just hop over to killerinnovations.com/live, and you actually get all of the options. You can connect on us in Zoom. You can connect over on Facebook Live. And you can connect over onto BizTalk Radio, who is the syndicator for this show, as we are live on roughly 35 stations, both on Saturday and Sunday, across the U.S. talk radio stations. So we're most recently new stations. We're like Dallas-Fort Worth, St. Louis, Fort Myers, Florida. So if you're listening to us on any of the stations, let us know what station you're listening to. Just drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com. We'd like to hear where the listeners are at if you're listening to us live on the show. So first off, I want to thank all of you who do join us on Facebook, because you have an opportunity to submit questions, and then we answer them live during the commercial breaks here on the radio show. Now, the last couple of weeks, we've had so many questions that we've actually stayed over. We end the show on time. We have to, because of our syndication and the affiliates that are out there broadcasting the show, to make commercial breaks and get ready for the next show. But if you are on Facebook Live, we actually, for the last two shows, have extended into after the radio show goes off the air and continue to answer questions. So if you've got a question, you're not quite sure whether you should ask it, ask it. Save them up. You can join in on the Sundays that we're live here in the studio, and we take those questions. And if we have so many questions, we'll stay after and we'll answer them, both me, myself, and the guests. So for today's topic, we are going to address a topic area that I've talked about before, but it's back in 2011 on my blog. So this is the first time I've really covered it on the radio show or the podcast. But one I think that is actually helpful for people who are struggling, maybe have some self-doubt on your ability to really be creative and to really innovate. So what is the topic today? It's the five myths of innovation. Now, what these myths kind of get built up is almost rules and laws around innovation. It is the thing that we kind of, there's this perception of how innovation happens, and you know, some people out in the world that are in the innovation game actually help permeate these myths. So I'm here to dispel these myths, get them off the table for you in such a way that you can actually go forward from the standpoint of not having them be an anchor or injecting self-doubt. So the first myth is what I call the myth of the eureka moment. So this is, you know, you slip on a bar of soap, you bang your head, you say, "Ooh, eureka, I've got this magic idea." Now, I can tell you, over my entire career, That has happened exactly zero times. There's always some form of inspiration that has happened. And so in this case, what was it that inspired this myth? It was the Archimedes Eureka, or at least the story. Archimedes was trying to figure out this crown of gold and whether or not it was really made of gold or not. And he supposedly sank himself into a full tub of water, and the water overflowed, and he figured out that he could take the crown, actually dip it into the water, measure the amount of water that overflowed to determine the volume of the crown. So that was the theory. Now, nobody knows if the story is really true or not, but let's face it, even Archimedes, it wasn't really a true thought of nothing, and all of a sudden you had this eureka moment. It really came about because of his education, his experience, his keen observation. There's a whole mix of things that led to the idea of when he even sat in the bathtub, assuming the story is even true. So from that standpoint, the eureka, even in that, the traditional eureka of this just lightning bolt, you know, strikes you and you've got this magical idea, there's a lot of groundwork. There's a lot of subconscious activities that's going on, a lot of your reading, what you watch, your, you know, what you learned in school, what you've learned on the job, all of those things coming together in order to drive that eureka moment. So the next myth, and this one I'm going to spend a little bit more time on because this is one that drives me crazy, and that is the myth that the best ideas win. In the innovation game, we all tend to think it's about the idea. It really is about that, you know, I've got that really great idea, and it's the idea that really determines the quality of the innovation. Or if I really have a really good idea, it's going to lead to an innovation. Well, guess what? That is not the case. This is what innovation looks like. It is messy. You're going to have an idea, you're going to make a lot of pivots, turns, changes, transitions. The path you thought you were going to be on is going to be completely different. And in many cases, there's outside things that really will influence on whether or not that idea is ever going to really make it. Whether or not that idea is really going to hit the mark. And they're outside of your control. Some of them may be in your control, like doing really good testing, validating the idea with a good cross-section of customers, getting input, iterating, don't get locked into the final idea too early, work it. But some of the things are outside your control. And the number one item that trips up everybody, it's tripped me up so many times, and I still can't get it right, and that is timing. The saying is the difference between a good idea and a great idea is not about the idea or the technology or even the fundamentals. The thing that really trips it up is the timing. So that's the difference between what I would call a good idea and a great idea. Not the idea, it's the timing. Market timing, is the market ready? Is there some trend that's happening in society at that moment? Is there something else that is driving that you can hop on that timing and you can hit it right at the right time, and all of a sudden you've got a major win. What happens in many cases is everybody gets so wrapped up in the idea and they just think, oh, if I invest now, I can be way ahead of the market, I can be the first one out there, and then the end result is you'll be the first one to launch and therefore you'll garner the lion's share of the success. Well, the one thing you have to remember is the fact that in many cases, the leaders in today's market were not the first entrants. Google was not the first search engine. Facebook was not the first social media. Tesla was not the first electric car. Go on down the list. Apple was not the first personal computer, blah, 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 blah. IBM was not the first computing company, blah, 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 blah. You can go down through the entire list. It's not about being first entrant into the market. It's about throttling your investment and then getting the investment that drives the timing to be right when the market's there to reward you from the standpoint of buying whatever it is you're producing. So timing is absolutely just critical. The other fact of the matter is, and as this chart shows, the path is not linear. So you have to be careful that you don't get over enthusiastic early in the idea because you think that, oh, the best idea wins. And therefore, you overinvest. You actually overinvest in the innovation. You put so much money into it that you actually burn through the capital. This feeds into one of the laws that I am a big believer in, is the Law of 18. The Law of 18 says that in any given project, if you're getting funding from your boss or from your organization or even from venture capitalists in some cases, you basically have 18 months to show real deliverables, right? When I was CTO at HP, this law played out in spades many times. Because why? Mid-year, you could get an executive all excited. They give you a little bit of money. Now you get into that first budget cycle, okay? They're still excited. You get your budget. Now you hit the second budget cycle, and you still haven't delivered. You're still working it. It's messy, like this says here. Guess what? You're going to get cut. You're going to get whacked. You're going to get delayed. And so from that standpoint, this all ties into the timing. If you keep your spend low, you can buy that time until the timing is right and when you want to deliver the innovation. So this is the one myth that just drives me crazy. I'm still working it. I don't get it right. And it's one that is the hardest to resolve. So with that, we've covered only two of them. We're going to cover the rest of them as we go through the rest of the myths of innovation. So stay right there. And when we come back, we're going to pick them up and go through all six. And hopefully these will dispel kind of the things that are holding you back from not wanting to drive your idea or drive your innovation forward because of one of these myths is holding you back. So stay right there. And remember, if you're on Facebook, hop on over and ask your questions. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda? Or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Jeremiah, are you there? So we're going to pick it up right where we left off on the 5 minutes of innovation. We're sorry about that little technical glitch. And so what we're going to talk about today is we're going to pick it up at number three. Number three is one that also is one that drives me a little bit nuts, which is this myth about that there's some kind of magic method, that there is some, you know, magic formula that is out there that is, that some consultant has derived. You follow their magic 10-step process, and boom, you have it, you can do the innovation. And that there's some kind of thought that, you know, there's some specialized DNA that is, that you're either born with it or you're not. And it's all bogus. This is the one that just drives me nuts, right? That there's some magic book, that some consultant has done some deriving. And what really drives me nuts on this one is the fact that a lot of the consultants that are out there and running this actually haven't been part of innovation. They are outsiders who are trying to do this analysis. Okay, let me see what Elon does it. Let me see how Steve Jobs does it. Let me write a book about the five innovators and mainly derive kind of the magic. And therefore now I've derived this magic formula because of some insight. Let me tell you, unless you've been in the innovation game, you just have no clue as to, you know, what the issue is or how hard it really is. It's kind of like, you know, if you had a family member that was sick and you took him to a doctor, would you trust that a doctor who just read books to operate on your family member to perform this really intricate surgery? No, right? You'd want a doctor who was trained under a doctor who had done it before, who had supervised them, watched them actually do it, right? Let them, you know, be part of procedures, watch me, and then you do it, we do it together, and then I watch you do it, right? Those are the kind of doctors you would want operating on your family members. Why would you accept anything less for someone doing the innovation activities for your organization, right? In fact, there's a blog post over on PhilMcKinney.com that kind of discerns out, if you're going to hire an innovation coach or an innovation mentor, what are the questions you should ask them before you even contract with them, before you even hire them? And the answers to those questions is pretty telling as to whether or not these are the individuals that you want advising you, giving you advice, and starting you down a path. So the point here is that there really isn't, you know, what I would call a magic formula. The fact is that in the case of organizations, every organization is different. Your culture is different. Your methodologies are different. Your language is different. There are lots of different ways in which your organization operates, and you have to match that innovation process to that organization. You can't just pick up a process that worked at Apple or worked at HP or work, right? You can't even take what I did at HP and just pick it up and drop it in. I had this kind of as an upfront experience. A gentleman who's now become a friend is head of innovation at a large company, big follower of the podcast in the early years, asked for some help. I shipped him up all my presentations, how we did it at HP. He took those, mushed them all up, presented it to them. The organization accepted them. Then he tried to implement them. Face plant. Total failure. Why? Because it was something foreign. It was, you know, it used a different language, different terms. It was all wrapped around HP's culture, not their culture. So he asked for help. I went and visited. We talked through it. We went through this exercise of really adapting some of those things and bringing in things from other organizations and creating really a custom process for that company and that organization. And then, wild success. First off, you got to match it to the language. You got to use the terms that people are familiar with. If you're coming in, you're taking something out of a book, and you're going to use those terms inside of an organization, trust me, the antibodies are going to come out in force. Because, oh, it's one more thing. Someone's read a book over the weekend, and we're going to do this now experiment. You've got to think through it. You've got to adapt it to your organization. You need to adapt it to your culture. You need to apply it to what it is you do and how you're doing it. And so, therefore, that becomes one of the key steps. And so, therefore, it's not about going and finding the consultant that's got the best idea. It's about finding and stealing from the best. Now, the other part of this is this concept of, I got the special gift, the special skill. You didn't. Oh, sorry. You know, you just didn't get the blessing, right? Bogus. We all have it inside of us. We all have it. We're all born naturally creative. You're creative. I'm creative. My grandkids, who are actually here visiting me on my ranch today, they've got it. You know, they reinforce it with me every day, just watching them running around and building forts and doing all kinds of, you know, creative play. We all have it. We basically have unlearned it over our years, right? We've been told we're not creative, we're told to conform, right? And there's a whole set of past shows and blog posts on creativity, personal creativity, and personal innovation. But trust me, we all have it. You need to just exercise your creative muscle, just like if you were going to the gym. There's a series of exercises. Just search for exercises on both clearinnovations.com and over at Phil McKinney. And there's actually a whole series of steps that tells you what I do to exercise my creative muscle so that it stays tuned up and ready to go. And trust me on this one, it is hard. You know, it's just like if you're going to run a marathon. You're not going to all of a sudden wake up on a Friday and go, I'm going to run the Boston Marathon on Monday, right? You've been a couch potato for years. That's not going to work. You get up on Monday and you walk around the block. Then you walk around a couple times around the block. And then you work yourselves up. If you want to be in the innovation game, you have to exercise your creative muscle just like you would exercise any other muscle. And so go check out some of our content from the past, all free. You can check it out And there's some great insights there. So with that, we're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up and continue our discussions on these myths of innovation and what they really mean for you, and not to let them hold you back and prevent you from taking your idea and doing something with it. So with that, stay right there. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break right here on Killer Innovations.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are going to continue our discussions on the five innovation myths. But before we get started, I want to do one quick thing, and that is to basically thank our sponsors. Sponsors are important for us. It helps us deliver the show. It helps us produce the content that gets handed out for free. And just so you know, I mean, people have been listening to the show for quite some time. Any money left over from any of the sponsorships, we donate to the two charities, and we actually donate all of our national ad spots to the charities. So therefore, the sponsors are more than just sponsoring the show. They're actually partnering with me with my two nonprofits, Hacking Autism and also Pioneer Education Africa, where we're building schools and showing African countries how to model and rethink entrepreneurship, creativity, innovation, education in Africa. So today's sponsor for this show is Zoom. Zoom provides the video collaboration technologies when we have guests in the studio. Zoom, I've been using Zoom for over a year, long before they ever even became a sponsor. And let me tell you, the video, audio, the sharing capabilities of Zoom is just second to none. And, you know, like I said, I've been using it for a year. And in fact, in my day job, probably 6 months ago, we switched over. We threw out all the other video collaboration technologies, and we went to exclusively Zoom. And every day I hear it from my 200 staff around the world about how much they love it. And it's not just me, you know. The number of companies that are now using Zoom, they just recently closed on a round of investment of $100 million from Sequoia. And on top of that, Gartner just put them in the magic quadrant. And the one reason, let me tell you the real gut reason why Zoom is so great, is because it's the first video collaboration technology that I have ever used. And look, I was developing some of these technologies in my previous life. This is the first one that doesn't suck. So give it a try. Get a free account. Hop on over to killinnovations.com/Zoom. Doesn't matter if you're a small business, large business, individual, family. You get to have 50 collaborators simultaneously in a call. That's up to the maximum, free of charge. So hop on over to killinnovations.com/Zoom and check that out. Okay, let's pick it up where we are with the five innovation myths that are the things that kind of hold back on the innovation side. So this myth is one that I hear all the time, right? It's the lone inventor. I came up with the idea. I'm the founder, and off I go. Let me tell you something. Innovation is a team sport. If you go back and you look at all of the big companies that are out there, 90% of them were all created by partners working together. Hewlett-Packard with Bill Hewlett and David Packard, Apple, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak. Intel was actually a whole group that had left Fairchild Semiconductor to found Intel. Even Standard Oil, right? We think of John D. Rockefeller. I just finished up a phenomenal biography on John D. Rockefeller. Unbelievable insight. Even in the case of Standard Oil, Rockefeller had partners. He only owned about 30% of Standard Oil at any one time, but he had partners. You know, you could think, oh, Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison had 100 engineers in his team, right? So whether it was him or it was really his cadre of team that he had around him. And so in this case, it really is this whole concept of the fact that it is a team sport. And this myth of it being, you know, a sole, you know, inventor is just absolutely bogus. It is not the case. And so from that standpoint, you know, if you're thinking about starting a company, find a partner. Find somebody to work with. Find somebody who fills in the skills gaps you don't have. I'm technical, not a sales guy, right? I've got product concepts, product ideas. You know, I'm not a finance guy, right? I'm not a, you know, so find people in those skill sets that you don't have. Bring them in, treat them fairly, make them equal partners, and go knock it, go kill it, right? So keep in mind, this whole myth of the fact that it's the myth of this lone inventor just is not the case. In many cases, this holds back a lot of innovators because you're sitting there going, well, I don't know how to get started. I've got the basic idea, but I don't know how to write code, or I've got the basic idea, I know how to do code, but I don't know how to set up a company, and I don't know how to run Facebook ads to sell this product. You know, I don't know these things, so therefore I'm not going to do anything. Guess what? Everybody's got gaps. There is nobody that's got 100% all perfect skill sets in all areas that you need to be successful with innovation. So find a partner that fills in the gaps. Don't hire someone that's just like you with the same skill sets. Find somebody that fills in an area you don't have. Be clear on responsibilities. And then just go crush it. Just go crush it. Now, this is one. I've saved this one for last specifically because my team loves it when I share this one, right? Because then they just throw it back in my face all the time, right? And this is the myth that your boss knows more than you, right? Nobody knows everything. Just as I said in the last myth, the same applies for this myth. There is no boss that knows everything. Now, there are a lot of bosses that are autocratic, micromanaging, you know, they want to get down and, you know, control everything and tell you exactly how they want every little thing done. Those are not managers that are going to have any form of innovation impact, right? You want people on your team who are diverse, who are not afraid to speak up, because guess what? If I hired everybody that was just like me and I could control them and I could micromanage them, what do I end up with? I end up with a team of robots. And who wants a team of robots? Nobody wants a team of robots, right? You know, and this has been hard in some of the organizations that I've moved into over my career because they've been in the other environment where they've had managers and leaders who haven't wanted to raise up any questions or any issues. You know, they never want to speak up. They want the boss to tell them what they need to do. So what do we do next? What do we do? You know, no, you go figure it out. You're the expert in XYZ. You go figure it out and come back with me and share with me what your plan is. I don't know how to run your side. I don't know how to do that. You need to go do that. And this is one that you can quickly look at any organization, look at the management style, and you can tell right away on whether or not they're going to be successful when it comes to the innovation game. This issue of hierarchical, do as I say, never question the boss, follow the hierarchy to go back up and, you know, give them, don't jump the ladder to get up to the top. Work it such that, you know, you tell your boss and then you hope they tell them. No, right? In my organizations, I keep telling people over and over again, and sometimes they don't believe me until they actually try it out. And that is, them being able to come directly to me. You may be 2-3 levels down below me. Come to me. If you got an idea, you got something, you want to bounce it off, catch me in the hallway, catch me in the lunchroom, whatever. Just let's just come around. Let's just toss it around, see where it goes. Or if there's an issue, concern, something you think I should be aware of, tell me. So this myth is very limiting because it pushes everybody down to where nobody wants to speak up. Nobody wants to throw the idea up. They all want to be robots, right? Nobody wants an organization full of robots. That is not an organization that's going to deliver this whole the innovation value that's needed with this emerging innovation economy. Your organization depends on your willingness to speak up. And if an organization is not willing to accept you speaking up, then maybe you should be thinking about a different organization, quite honestly, right? If you're going to win in this innovation game, pick, you hire your boss. When you choose to go work from somebody, you are hiring your boss. Are you as careful and as methodical in hiring your boss? You should be, because that person is going to dictate your career success for the next 3, 5, 10 years. So be selective who you're going to hire as your boss, right? Nobody wants robots. I don't want a robot working for me, and I don't want to be a robot. So this myth that the boss knows more is absolutely bogus. Nobody can know more. And you want a boss that's going to be open to other people's ideas, any other people's inputs. You want to be challenging but respectful. You want to push back and be respectful while you're pushing back. Those are the kinds of organizations that are going to have innovation success. So with that, we're going to take yet one more commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to go back. We're going to summarize the 5 myths of innovation, give you some closing comments and thoughts on that as we wrap up the show. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. 1 out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are just coming back into the final segment here. We've been talking today about the five innovation myths. And so what we're going to do, let's do a quick run-through of those five innovation myths that we've talked about. Just, I got some closing comments. It's always one of those cases where I kind of run through them and then I get to the end and I go, I should have said this. So I get a second chance on this one because we're going to go back through them one more time. So the five myths of innovation that we have talked through. Right? First one up is the myth of the Eureka moment. So the, you know, I'm going to get hit by lightning and woohoo, I got this magic idea, and then we're off and running. I've got this fully formed idea in my head. You know, 30 years in the innovation game, it's happened zero times with me. Now I get inspirations, I'll see something and something will click, but then it takes more work. But I also realize that there is inspiration that led up to that, that fed in kind of my subconscious so that I saw it and recognized it when it appeared in front of me. But this myth that you're not going to be innovative unless you get this magic inspiration. No, innovation comes from hard work. You just work it, exercise that creative muscle, and then you'll find that opportunity, that idea that will come to you. The other is the myth that the best idea wins. It's not, idea is important, but it's actually not one of the critical factors. Assuming you've got the idea, timing becomes one of the most critical factors for this, for your idea to see light. You can have this great idea and you can invest in it. I've had ideas that 25 years ago that I was working on, and guess what? 10 years ago, the market finally appeared and opened up for it. So it's a situation where, you know, sometimes you may have an idea, timing may not be right, put it on the shelf, pause it, come back to it years later, and the timing may be right for that idea. Third, the myth of the magic method. There are a lot of consultants running around out there that they've got the magic 10-step process, and if you follow it, guess what? You're going to be successful. Bogus. Absolute bogus. Right? There is no magic method. It's hard work. It's a skill that you can learn, a skill you can practice, and a skill you can become proficient at. The reason people struggle with innovation is they just haven't exercised their creative muscle. They haven't exercised and worked it and built up that muscle. And organizations need to build up their muscle in order to be in the innovation game. You just can't go hire five people or anoint a chief innovation officer and boom, magically, you're going to have all this great creative output, right? So these consultants that are out there, and I say, like I said before, many of them are outsiders. They're not even in the innovation game. They've never been part of an innovation team. They can't even name one innovation that they were part of where they came up with the idea and took it to market and had it go ship 5, 10, 100 million products, right? So be careful. Don't be thinking that someone's going to come, snake oil salesperson, someone coming to you and selling you a magic innovation method. It just doesn't exist. The myth of the lone inventor, you can do it on your own, you need the inspiration, you can do it all your own, doesn't work. None of us are skilled in everything you need to bring an innovation to market. Nobody. Everybody needs teams. And the great companies that are out there, companies like HP, where I was CTO, and other great companies that are out there, you go back and you look in their history, there was some team that came around. In 95% of the case, there's a few out there where it might be the lone inventor. But even in those cases, the story may be about the lone inventor. But when you really go back, there was actually somebody that worked alongside them in the early days of an idea. And then the myth that your boss knows more than you. Now, this is the one that my team loves the most because they will throw it in my face every time, right? You know, it's one of those things I got to be careful. You know, my team loves to quote my book back to me. Right? In this case, you know, the fact that I'm admitting that even as a CEO now, I don't know everything. I don't. Right? I hire really smart people that are in technical areas that I have no technical expertise. Look, I was a software engineer by training. Originally, I went to school to be an architect. Right? But I've written a lot of code, created a lot of software products. Right? But I haven't sat down and wrote serious code in more than a decade, right? I do a little bit of PHP on my website just to prove to myself that I can still do it, and I get a little thrill out of it. But I haven't done any kind of serious products in a decade, or maybe even 2 decades now, right? So the fact that you're in a leadership role, if you are in a leadership role, I believe in the model of servant leadership. The leaders are there to serve the staff. Your job is to keep the BS off their backs so that they can do their best creative work. It's about acquisition of talent, not in controlling talent. That's what good bosses, good leaders are. It's not about being smarter than everybody else in the room. It's about knowing how to mentor and coach talent, helping them grow and helping get the best out of them for the creativity you need, the innovations you need in your organization to be successful. So those are the 5 myths from today's show. Hopefully you found this informative, and hopefully maybe one or two of these ones are dispelled from anything that you thought of that maybe were holding you back from taking or creating that idea and taking that to market and having the success that you want to have with innovation and creativity. So with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Want to remind everybody, we have the contest going, so if you want an opportunity to come onto the show, sit here at the table with me, have a conversation, maybe talk about an idea that you've got rattling around in your head, hop on over. You can go over to the killinnovations.com site. You can go down to the bottom. There's a little microphone image with a little banner ad. You can click on that. Or you can just go killinnovations.com/contest. All the rules are there. All you need to do is take the best killer innovation that you've seen out there, or multiples of them. Post each one out to social media with the hashtag #KillerInnovation. We will track that, select a winner in March 1st, and that winner will win an opportunity to come here on the show and have a chance to a national audience, international audience with the podcast, and tell their story. Always, show notes are available over at killerinnovations.com. Check those out. Also, the entire archive going back to March of 2005. Yes, we're coming up on season 13 here soon. And also, I do a lot of work over on social media throughout the week, so follow us over on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Also, we announced last week that we've joined up with the Innovators Network, so check out their site, theinnovators.network. Check that site out. And with that, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.